On February 6th, Henry Ford College English instructor Dr. Nancy Owen Nelson read from her new book of poems, My Heart Wears No Colors, at the Eshelman Library. After I attended her reading, I was able to ask Dr. Nelson about her new book. My first question is, what made you become so interested in learning about your family history? Like, what was the first thing that made you think, like, oh, I want to research more?
I think it's almost mythical or mystical, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. because I just decided 10 years mm-hmm. and 1 month after my mother passed, mm-hmm. maybe 2 weeks into the next month, I decided mm-hmm. to start looking for my grandmother, and I was sparked by seeing their signatures on a marriage certificate from 1904, mm-hmm. and very excited about it. And then I was in a writing group, and you know, I started thinking about that, writing about that, and then I went to that church service in which there was music, and I had been away from music. Are you musical?
I like music. I can't perform anything, or I don't have any musical talent, but I love music. Yeah.
But maybe it's art, or it's some other urge you have in your own DNA that you want to produce or create, mm-hmm. and that came out in me during the service, mm-hmm. and I had in the passage. I'm sorry I don't have that one. I basically said I needed to sing for my mother and for my grandmother, mm-hmm. Who died too soon, mm-hmm. and it just kind of planted a seed. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. The book just basically takes me through steps mm-hmm. of my own excitement, despair, mm-hmm. Frustration, mm-hmm. all the things that you go through. Mm-hmm. There's a chapter called The Birthday, I mentioned it, or Birthday, mm-hmm. in which it kind of has a double whammy because birthdays were important to me, and mm-hmm. yet my mother's birthday carries this load of grief, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that she was hesitant to talk about mm-hmm. during her life, mm-hmm. and almost ashamed, which mm-hmm. is not fair, but that's the way society does you, mm-hmm. you know. And one thing I didn't read, I begin the very first scene with a little 10-year-old standing by a gravestone, and mm-hmm. two women walk by, and they say, it's too bad that Nanny B died and the baby lived. Well, that is my mother, who's the baby, hearing these women say this. Mm-hmm. And she never could get that out of her head, so talk about putting the guilt mm-hmm. seed in. Mm-hmm. There mm-hmm. it is.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I don't know how I got back to that. I think it was the whole idea of grief and mm-hmm. despair and going to dark places in order to bring light mm-hmm. in. Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's a good yeah. route to my next question. What's your favorite poem from your book?
Oh, My Heart Wears No Colors.
Okay.
Or rather, it's called My Civil War. I could read it to you.
Please, yes.
And this took a lot of wrestling because I had pushback from very progressive people who didn't think I should look into this at all because mm-hmm. it was so shameful. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, am I going to be ashamed of who I am?
Yeah.
So, My Civil War, you may not tell me what color my heart wears, gray or blue. You may not tell me what color I bleed when I think of the anguish of brother against brother, cousin against cousin, crops burned in the field so babies could not eat, men returning home without an arm, a leg. When Johnny comes marching home again, he may find his home in a land of cotton is gone. His house may be burned to the ground, his children and wife sent into woods. Or maybe he won't come marching home because he is in prison. Or maybe he won't come marching home at all. There are resistors who hid runaway slaves in churches in the woods of North Alabama. There was the Free State of Winston County, Alabama, which seceded for the wrong cause, Free State of Jones. Mississippi, where men black and white fought together, where they went to the polls to vote Republican, the party of Lincoln, where some of the blacks ended up dead like Johnny, but worse, hung trussed to a tree like so much meat. There was Robert E. Lee, who told Lincoln no thank you when asked to lead the Union. Instead, he made the tragic choice to serve his statesmen and not the nation he loved. There were those both blue and gray who mourned when Abe went down, who knew, even in defeat, the gaping hole he left behind. I think I would have joined the Free State of Winston, Alabama. I think I would have taken a wagon north to Madison County, knocked on the door of my kin, and begged them not to fight for this cause that divided brother from brother, cousin from cousin. But there were those long Alabama summer afternoons when, after a sandwich of meatloaf bread and ketchup in Big Mama's kitchen, a glass of sweet tea, potato salad, and stuffed eggs, I'd nap in her back bedroom under a ceiling fan, waves of warm air lifting up and away from me. I'd hear in the distance the faint voice of Aunt Mandy in the kitchen, singing a hymn softly under her breath while she washed dishes in hot, steamy, bubbly water. And there were late afternoons on Sunday at Papa and Mama Steve's house, aunts and uncles and Cousin Ann sitting on the porch just talking, just laughing until the sun set and fireflies came out. Even after dark, the talk and laughter went on, while Ann and I captured lightning bugs, little flying fires in a glass jar, only they don't let them go before their fluttering light ceased. So still, you may not tell me the color my heart wears or what color I bleed. My heart wears no color except that of peace. I bleed for history, for lives lost in a cause that still divides us.
So was this from your point of view or from your mother's?
Mine. This is
yours? Okay, cool.
This is my cool. staple theme
okay.
poem for,
okay.
the, for the book. The ones that are by or in the points of view of people have their names at the top.
Okay.
For example, Mary Russell Speaks, this is my great-grandfather on my mom's matrilineal side.
Mm-hmm.
This is her speaking.
Mm-hmm.
This is my great-grandfather speaking.
That's so cool. Okay.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, it's power in that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, anyway, too. That's why my title was what would my ancestors say?
My last question is, why did you choose writing as your outlet to kind of express how you felt? And
because I've been writing for so many decades. I started being a writing teacher right during grad school,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
Did graduate teaching assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And as the years have passed and I came to Henry Ford as my academic home, I began to hone my own writing and help the students to pull in something besides academic distance,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
if you know what I mean, that
mm-hmm.
we can do critical analysis,
mm-hmm.
and then I found the power in combining that with personal narrative,
mm-hmm.
personal response.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of evolved.
Mm-hmm.
There's another book that's in the library if you want to, or maybe you got this on. It's
mm-hmm.
called Private Voices, Public Lives,
mm-hmm.
and it's a collection of essays by women about literature, but they can say I in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
And it was a breakthrough for me to do that and to write in it, and freed me to then go on to memoir and then poetry. So it's like a process. Like everything I said today was kind of a process.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Thank you. That was Nancy Owen Nelson speaking about her new book, My Heart Wears No Colors. Nelson is also the author of a memoir, Searching for Nanny B, Connecting the Three Generations of Southern Women, and a book of essays titled Private Voices, Public Lives, Women Speaking on the Literary Life. I'm Olivia Grantham, staff writer for the Mirror News.